Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get it started. So, question. Do we have too much football? Hear me out before I get slandered by Rico or called a boomer. I'm being serious with this. Roger Goodell, amidst the magic that was the draft in Detroit, people setting the attendance record and us celebrating, hey, nobody got shot. Pretty low bar to clear, but hey, we cleared it. The point is, Roger Goodell unveiled where this is going, which is going to be more football. 18 regular season games played over 20 weeks, not 17 and 18. So that's two more weeks, which then bumps the Super Bowl to the middle of February and beyond, in actual late February, to President's Day weekend, where, yes, you would get Monday off from a Sunday Super Bowl. What used to be a joke could actually be reality. But think about this. The other thing that it's going to be is more primetime games. Why? They can sell them individually. You're not selling a six-pack of juice boxes. You're going to sell every juice box out of your trunk at an individual markup. That's a problem because, A, it's going to mean more platforms, more things for you to buy, and eventually it's going to affect you as a Lions fan. Well, I don't have the Peacock. I don't want to go to Amazon Prime. I don't want to go to Doo-Doo or Doobie TV or whatever the hell these things are called. The point is, this is becoming too much ice cream. We all love football. That's not even in the offing. No one would suggest otherwise. But guys, think about this. The NFL is what used to be. It started in the second week of September and was done by like the first day of February. This thing is now extended that it really only doesn't have anything going on for 90 days. May, June, and most of July. That's it. It has become a 9 month a year oxygen suck. There's nothing left for anything else. And I'll tell you, as somebody who does this for a living, I need football to go away so I can realize I miss it and get excitement back. See, it's too much ice cream. Like, Rico, I mean it. Goodell wanting to add two more weeks to football.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Mike. Unfortunately, your timetable is off because it may not be ice cream, but you end up getting sherbet in June and July because that's when you get the veterans who get released and cut. So now the news is back out there. And then in July, you start up with the training camp because somebody's going to play in that god-awful Hall of Fame game.
All right, who wants more football? Because Rico's killing me. Now we're down to 60 days. Who wants more football? Straight up. Phone lines are wide open. Are you on board with this? And the more primetime games, let me just say this, and then I'll turn my microphone off, and Jazzy Cat in the Cone will take you to six. The primetime games are going to be on nights I don't need football. I don't need Thursday night. I sure as hell don't need Black Friday. I don't need Saturday. Monday is already fine, but I've already seen what they're doing, and I know what they're going to do now. Oh, we're going to have two Monday night games or two Thursday night games. Don't need it. You know what made football magical when I was growing up? The fact that you knew it was Sunday, and everybody was home, and Sunday was Sunday fun day. And Monday night was fine. That was a thing.
No, but Monday night was actually special because that was just that one game.
Correct.
And you were like, man, I hope my team gets one home game, because that was the primetime game. It was either 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock kickoff. There was no Sunday night football.
But I'm accepting of Sunday night. And I'm accepting of Monday. But Rico, when he says more primetime games, 18-game season with two bye weeks, you are stretching football. It's too much of a good thing. So I would like to hear from the people on this. Don't tell me you don't have an opinion. You are sitting in your car right now, and you either are saying, no, give me more football, more porridge, or, you know, this bleephead actually has a point. So tell me where you're at with it.
Well, let me help you out with this, Boomer.
You piece of garbage. I knew it. I knew that's the first thing you'd go to.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm allowed to actually agree with this, so, you know, I don't want to give you a gator-like, you know, response. But,
Jesus, all because of your Durant opinion, this is going to be a bit all day? All right.
The thing that made football what it was and why you love football was because the scarcity. It was only around for X amount of days, and you had to wait, you know, at least 6 days to see your team play again. So it was, you get to talk about it. It was the hype. It was all of that. And then, okay, we do the opening weekend. We mixed in a couple Thursday night games. And little by little, it was just that, you know, the drops in the bucket that you didn't realize when that bucket overflowed, because it was just steady drops going in there. That's what they're doing by extending the season. It's going to go all the way until President's Day. And you know what happens a week after that? You know, you're going to be looking at the NFL Combine. And then after that, it's going to be all the draft stuff. And then after that, you're going into training camp. That it becomes nonstop. Now, what they're hoping to do, and they should probably take a lesson, because I think this is kind of one of the things that killed the NBA. You need to take a break, because the NBA at one point was like, wrestling. It was like the off season, and who's going to go here and who's going to go there. And it was fun for about a couple of years, and then we burned out on it. For the NFL, yeah, I'm not into the 18 game season. And
in 20 weeks.
20 weeks.
It used to be 16.
Because there is no break. Your break is from the end of the draft. So you get the month of May off. That's it. So I'm going to reduce your 60 days to 30 days, Mike.
Can I add something to the mix here?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally right now. 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fellas, tell me if this is wrong. Look, we all understand the NFL is a business, but their business model is to destroy every other league. And while college football's busy destroying itself, think about this. If you look at a pie, call it a pizza pie that's an 8-slice pizza. That is your time you can dedicate to sports as a fan. You only have 8 slices of pizza, right? So we know the NFL's king. See, I would advocate that the NFL right now is taking up so much oxygen of your pizza, you don't have any time for the other sports. That you don't even realize it, but you have no time for the Tigers, no time for the Wings. Nobody has time for the Pistons. But if you are a fan of college and pro, which is what makes this place so damn magical, it's why I love Detroit, it is why this is one of the great sports cities in America, think about how many slices of your pizza pie are going to football. And now they want more of your pizza pie. They want more.
But see, the beauty of it is, Mike, you can sacrifice because you're not really that invested in the piston slice. That goes away.
Gone.
Okay? And for a lot of years, the Tiger slice really wasn't there.
Also gone.
So now, you know, then you have, for hockey fans, a little bit of a niche sport. So it really boiled down to, yeah, it was all about football.
But are we turning into a one-sport country?
Yes. And here's the thing. Football did something. They went into sacred ground. And I don't think people even realize what happened. They went into Christmas Day.
You know what,
NBA?
They went into Black Friday.
No, Black Friday. Yeah, but here's the thing. TJ. Was anybody really clamoring for the Nebraska-Iowa game?
Okay. Hold on. Cue the violin music. I was.
Okay.
Black Friday is about putting up the Christmas tree and college football. But.
Okay, Boomer. No. But Saturday. I mean, Christmas Day. Christmas Day was NBA from start to finish.
Yeah, not anymore.
Your best teams all. I mean, to some people, the season started on Christmas Day.
Oh, get ready now. Oh, hey, tell fat ass get his ass back up the chimney. We're going to be playing football on Christmas Eve now. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, mm-hmm. The day after, we're going to play on Passover.
Think about it.
We're going to play. I don't even know what holidays we're going to play on them all.
But think about this. If New Year's Day happened to be on a Sunday, college football, you will not be playing today.
Nope.
Play it either before or you play it. That's how we got the playoffs on the 31st, because that year it should have been on the 1st.
See, you guys are leaning right into what I was going to say on this. I love the NFL. We all love the NFL.
Nobody's arguing that.
But when they stepped on Christmas for me, that was always get up and watch NBA basketball.
And you were like Jordan staring at the iPad in The Last Dance, and you took that personally.
I did take it personally because I'm like, I can't watch my basketball because I have to watch the NFL. I don't want to have to watch the NFL on Christmas.
Think about what you just said, though. Hold on. Work with me, guys. Quote, because now I have to watch it. See, the beauty of football is you didn't have to do it. You yearned to do it. We are making a transition now to a point. Look, greed has overtaken all sports. We have totally lost cabin pressure. But the NFL knows we're eating them all up. But guys, think about this. It's May. Only now is football really winding down. And Goodell wants more. You know what I like about the Lions? They play Sunday at 1 o'clock with a couple of night games that are special to us. Goodell's plan, night games won't be special. They won't. Especially when you got to go download Kenny Cott TV to watch it or whatever streaming platform you have to download. Like, I admit it. If I'm an old person, say it. I love football, but we've reached too much ice cream. And the next steps they're taking, Rico, I can't. Look, it's part of what's hurt college football. Here we go. Forget about NIL and the portal. What's hurt college football? You're playing 14, 15 games. It's too much.
Maxion was fun when it first came out. To sit there and say, okay, Tuesday night football, it's different. You right. know?
That's cool for 10 minutes until you realize, wait, I'm watching Eastern versus Ball State on a gray field. Nope, not doing this. Not doing this.
Because for college football, the same. It was okay. The occasional Thursday game. They would never play on Friday.
Not special anymore. Tell them all about it. People want to talk. I'm here for it. I'm not offended if you just think, Mike, you've lost your marbles. I'd love some of my older people to call in, even though I'm only in my 40s.
Hey, Mike, I remember Dutch Clark.
No, you know.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.